Welcome to Refreshing Bread and our series, The Mission of the Church Today. Here is Father Colleen Tamayan. What is the mission of the church today? Has it changed in the past 2,000 years? And most importantly, how are we relating with it today? Many are such speculations about the mission of the church. Should we be more in the public market? Should we find ourselves at the peripheries? But before we get all excited or overwhelmed by those kind of challenges, the mission of the church needs to stay focused in what its roots and its purpose has always been. For that, we will identify in this series the four basics of the mission of the church. We're going to speak about kerygma, the power to proclaim, to preach the gospel of good news. We're going to speak about liturgia and how we come to praise and worship God. We're going to also speak about koinonia, how we come at the community table at the altar of the Lord. And also, we are going to speak about diaconia, from which, of course, we understand service on behalf of others. Those four corners of our mission have been, from the very beginning, the role that the church has assumed as the bride of Christ, as the mystical body of Christ, to sanctify and to bring people to the knowledge of God and to the worship of the true God. So, let's get started with the first principle. The first of those principles of the mission of the church is kerygma, a word that comes to us from Greek, and it seems to be often misunderstood. Kerygma is not charisma. Kerygma is the power to proclaim, to be a herald of a message. For all of us, all the way from the cousin of the Lord, John the Baptist, we are all heralds of that good news. John the Baptist has portrayed for us and embodied us in his own persona. But each and every single one of us, as we are connected in our baptism with the Lord, doesn't matter what ministry of the church we belong to, we need to be able to apply this principle of the mission of the church to our own lives. This, of course, doesn't mean that we only preach, even though for those of us who are clergy, that comes natural through training. But it means to live our life completely in accordance with that good news. Only when we are able to realize that in everything that we say, in everything that we do, in everything that we speak, and in our thoughts are all part of that kerygma of the proclaiming of who we believe that Jesus Christ is, we will be able to conquer the world. Of course, this is an ambitious plan. When we speak about conquering, we are referring to bring the world over to the light of Christ. Today, we see so many people that practice a form of kerygma, but their kerygma is a combination of themselves and maybe a little bit of Christ. What we need to understand in kerygma is that as we are the heralds of the Lord, the message that we put out is simply just the fullness, embodiment of Christ. For Catholic priests, we refer to that as being in persona Christi. But in our baptisms, all of us need to live and unite our lives with our Savior. For that, when we proclaim, we realize that even the words who do not carry a theological power are still part of proclaiming the good news of salvation. Do we speak words of encouragement? Do we address people in time of suffering with compassion? Do we show mercy to those who are asking for forgiveness? And do we give second, third, fourth, and 490 more such chances to those who have wronged us, but realizing and in penance, come to us for forgiveness? You see, in all the dimensions of our lives, we simply just need to point towards our Savior. That's who we are. That's what living in a church that has kerygma as its mission should be all about. For that, laity and clergy, in whatever ministry we are involved, again, as the Holy Father, Pope Francis, reminds us that even the largest of parishes are nothing else but a family of families. Wherever we find ourselves, we will be able to thus proclaim the good news of salvation to every age, to every human being, to every generation. As we reflect together at the importance of kerygma, of proclaiming and preaching, again, where do we find ourselves in our lives? In my experience, a little story comes to mind. It has to do with a hospital room when, as a chaplain entering, I found a very distraught young man. Because of his own sexual orientation, and under the duress of losing a loved one, he reacted so strongly when he saw me. And even though I approached him with a caring compassion in my voice, he was so angry that he told me to take God out of his room. Of course, my first thought was, even though I leave, God will still be in that room. And so for that, I back off gently, and I have worked around the fringes by, again, letting him know that my role there is to just simply support and help him. Well, 2 hours later, as he saw my constant attitude and support to him where he was, my acceptance, he was so moved that he could not stop of just telling my colleagues, the nurses, the physicians, how appreciative he was of the presence of a priest in those dire moments. So kerygma for me, it wasn't that much about talking about theology. It wasn't about addressing those main existential questions that our role as spiritual healers is in the hospitals. But it was just a humble attitude of understanding a man under duress and stresses of losing a loved one and being there for him. That was appreciative. That was supportive. And that was a form of proclaiming the Christ who was present with us and never left the room. And so for that, as the tendency is often to focus on theological conversation that are often intellectual and the level of the mind, what is in our hearts? What is the treasure that Jesus says that nobody can steal away from us? Is ultimately what's going to be at what we proclaim and the true kerygma in the Spirit of Christ. So for you, where is your kerygma? How do you proclaim the kingdom of heaven? In word, in deed, in your thought, and ultimately in the attitude that is perceived by those who are searching and in need to find it themselves. This is the end of episode 1 in the series The Mission of the Church Today. Refreshing Bread is a production of the Romanian Catholic Diocese, Eparchy of St. George in Canton, Ohio. Today's episode was offered by Father Colin Tamuyan. Our editing and technical support is cared for by Mr. Raul Bota. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you.